You're listening to Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. The Iowa Senate elected a new majority leader last week. Ankeny Senator Jack Whitfer took Bill Dix's place after he abruptly resigned a week ago today following video of him appearing to kiss a female lobbyist in a bar surfaced online. While all this drama was going on, there was plenty of legislation moving forward as lawmakers worked to meet a self-imposed deadline for many priority bills. Joyce Russell is with me. She's our State House correspondent. She's here, as she is most Mondays, to sort through what's going on at the Capitol. Joyce, we have a lot to cram into this segment today. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Dix is out as majority leader and, well, as a senator. Senator Whitfer is in. Will Iowans notice much of a difference in Whitfer's leadership?
Well, there should be no difference in the Republican agenda. Senator Whitfer named just a few things they still have to do before the session ends, including pass a tax bill, approve the state budget. He was asked specifically whether stylistically or procedurally there would be any differences. For example, there was no public input with the Senate's tax bill that was introduced last month. He declined to answer that. We should say now that the Senate now has suburban Republicans in both of the top leadership posts, Senator Whitfer and the new Senate President Charles Schneider of West Des Moines. And we should also point out that Senator Schneider is now next in line of succession to the governor. Adam Gregg is acting lieutenant governor. He's not the next person to take over if anything should happen to Governor Reynolds.
All right. Before this personal drama, Dix was already facing criticism for how he handled or I guess didn't handle the firing of former Republican Senate staffer Kirsten Anderson. The state paid her nearly $2 million to settle a wrongful termination and sexual harassment lawsuit. Does this cloud still hang over the chamber with Dix gone?
Well, as you know, Senator Dix faced criticism even from within his own caucus for how he handled the sexual harassment case. Anderson was fired shortly after complaining of sexual harassment. Critics say to this day, neither Dix nor his top aide, Ed Failer, backed off their story that she was fired for poor job performance, even though the jury weighed in conclusively on that. Anyway, the top people, Dix and Failer, are responsible, are now gone, but there's still plenty of feeling that that is not enough. I got these comments from Senator Liz Mathis, a Democrat, right after the new leaders were named.
I am just hoping that this new leadership will pay close attention to the rest of the Republican caucus and make sure that the rules are followed in regard to no harassment, and that we can get out of here rather quickly, and that we have professional conduct all along the way.
And then the top Democrat, Janet Peterson, says Senator Whitfer and Senator Schneider should finally take responsibility for the retaliation against Anderson, but it is not clear what that might look like.
All right. Dix's Senate seat, Democrat Tracy Freeze, was already going to challenge former Senator Dix. She's going to run in this special election that's coming up. Does this look like a seat a Democrat could actually win? I mean, I know this is a pretty Republican district.
Well, the Republicans already have a good candidate lined up. Annette Sweeney is a former state representative, so she knows how to run a campaign. I think the question is how successfully the Democrats can make an issue out of Senator Dix's failings, or if voters are just going to be ready to move on.
All right. Last week, we were talking about abortion restriction legislation again at the State House. Any clearer picture here on what kind of abortion-related bill might get passed this session?
Well, just to recap on that, last month, the Senate passed a bill banning abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. That's about 6 weeks after conception. They sent it over to the House. The House leaders had not expressed interest in that bill. They were supporting the 20-week ban that was passed last year. However, rank-and-file Republicans in the House felt differently. The House Human Resources Committee passed the fetal heartbeat language by Friday's deadline. So now it will be up to leaders to bring that up for a vote in the full House. So we'll have to see how that goes, and then it would have to go back to the Senate. Many people would say that the fetal heartbeat bill is a clear invitation to a court challenge. As you know, Iowa's 20-week ban is not being enforced because it is tied up in court.
Joyce, finally, were there any other bills that passed last week you think are worth noting while we were tracking all the fallout that followed from Senator Dix's resignation?
Well, as usual, anytime the majority party has, you know, initiatives announced, they always advance. So, as usual, the top initiatives advanced during the deadline week. The comprehensive mental health bill, the governor's skilled workforce initiative. Also last week, a controversial bill scaling back Iowa's energy efficiency program advanced in the final days.
All right, Joyce Russell, she's our Statehouse correspondent here at IPR. Thanks.
Thank you.